Geek Radio Daily, Tuesday, July the 1st, 2008. All the geek without the way. Ding! Fries are done. We're here.
Yes, indeed.
We are ready, standing by, broadcasting live from the WRAR Broadcast Studio headquarters, towering high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia.
I got vertigo.
Oh, it does. It makes me dizzy just looking out the dang window, man.
Yep.
We ain't making you wait.
Negative.
Hex no. We sitting here right with you, man.
We got stuff planned you don't even know about yet.
Damn,
we're a step
right
ahead, baby.
You don't know nothing.
Nah.
Because it's our world. You just living in it.
That's
that right,
right
there with his headphones on. He ain't even got pantyhose over his mic today.
Nope.
This here, looking all professional, is Billy Flynn.
I got to look for a different line of work, something with a future.
As for me, I ain't worried about no future.
No.
I'm thinking about panties.
Probably.
That's what I do, baby. I am the vicar.
Listen, there's this weird quirky thing I do after I have sex with two guys.
Oh.
You had a special evening then.
I had a, or as I like to call it, a Monday.
Hey
so,
now.
Yeah, there we go. So here we be, Tuesday. That means there's a slew of DVDs out there, a plethora.
Ooh.
A cornucopia.
Virtual cornucopia, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. means you need the goggles.
Or a cornucopulation, which requires the cob. It's nasty.
I don't
so
want to think
gonna
about that.
So we're going to talk DVDs. We got geeky news.
Yeah,
for a
there's
second,
that.
I blanked out on that. Yeah.
You were staring at your wall.
Lots and lots to talk
the
about.
The eyes are burning into your soul.
I know.
I think.
Ah, yeah, lots to talk about. But as always, Billy Flynn, we're going to start the day with television.
See.
Oh, this is just awesome. This is more awesome than pants full of firecrackers. Brenda Hampton, who Brenda Hampton, who created Seventh Heaven, is bringing her new project to the ABC Family Channel, Billy.
And that is
The Secret Life of an American Teenager.
Huh. They're ninjas?
Well, Molly Ringwald is in it, but strangely, she's not playing a teenager.
What?
She's playing the titular teenager's mom.
No, wait.
I know, I'm sorry.
That
I'm,
doesn't make any
I'm
sense.
I'm bumming you out. I'm
that doesn't make
you.
Any... No,
yeah,
no. Molly Ringwald's a teenager forever.
I know that.
Just like me.
I'm sorry, but there you go. She plays the mom of a 15-year-old who's preggers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, tonight on just that regular old ABC, it's the grueling obstacle course game show called Wipeout, followed by I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
Bear's driving.
And by God, I think I'm going to be watching that.
Nice. Tonight on NBC Celebrity Family Feud, dig this.
Yeah.
Sopranos actor Vincent Pastore.
Yes.
And his real family against the girls next door from the Playboy Mansion.
Oh.
And then Kathy Lee Gifford's family go up against Dog the Bounty Hunter and his family.
Wow.
That should be fun.
That's going to be a train wreck on wheels.
Yep.
Tonight on AMC American Movie Classics, the 1987 underrated, almost forgotten Diane Keaton. And look, Harold Ramis, Egon's in a movie,
hey.
And it's Baby Boom.
Nice. On Fox tonight, Whoopi Goldberg shows up on
Whoopi.
Tonight's Hell's Kitchen. Then they mock her for having no eyebrows, cook and eat her.
Oh.
I filled in that part. I don't know what happened.
I was looking
but she's
forward
on.
To that.
She is on it.
Okay. Tonight, Turner Classic Movies has the Cary Grant, Rosalind Russell 1940 classic, His Girl Friday, which is just so cute.
Well, you get your Jar Jar goodness on Spike tonight.
That's
episodes 2 and 3 are airing during prime time.
Oh, well, that's lesser of Jar Jar's.
That's
good.
True.
Still, though, those are much better than over on FX. It's iRobot. If you know nothing about the book, it's okay. And if you do know the book, it makes you shudder.
I didn't read the book. I thought the picture was pretty good, though.
Oh.
Okay. Some late-night stuff I'll mention to you. Well, all right. Everybody's going to miss the Today Talk, so I'll skip that. But tonight, actor Will Smith is on Jay Leno, talking undoubtedly about Hancock.
And iRobot 2.
And then David Letterman.
I'm still
beat a robot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Letterman's
Garland
got Jack Black on there tonight.
Ooh. He's going to be the Kung Fu Panda guy. That's good. Tonight on E! Entertainment Television, it's Beauty Queen's Gone Wrong, 15 pageant scandals.
What could go wrong with that?
Bears driving.
Oh, no.
No problems.
Tonight,
though,
be?
If we're watching anything, we're flipping it over to that there a Lifetime Television for women. Because tonight, a woman investigates the disappearance of her daughter.
Hmm.
Tonight, Michelle Stafford and Danielle Kine star in Like Mother, Like Daughter.
So they both disappeared?
Apparently, and the daughter does it first, so,
so
it should be like daughter, like mother?
Yeah, because how's mom looking for her if she's disappeared, too?
It's some weird
how
dimension.
How can that be?
Ah!
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Bring
All right, taking a look at the old mailbag, kiddies.
All right, we've got our first message, all from good old Captain Crunch.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, GRD, welcome back, Billy. Woo, thank you so much, Captain Crunch. Welcome back from vacation.
Oh, that's a good spell. I like that.
I like that.
Vacation.
Oh,
that may be our French. Maybe he's doing our,
vacation.
He's mocking our Maurice Chevalier. Yeah, that could be.
Oh, it could be, because look, he also says, hey, and a happy Canada Day to the both of you.
Oh, thank you.
And that's all I got for right now, so go have a great day. I don't like to feel that kind of pressure.
Well, you know, he's off of work because the family is gathering around the Canada tree.
Yeah. Singing all the Canada carols.
It's sweet. Yeah, that's nice. All right. From SL, it says here, you guys would probably have more downloads if you put an announcement in the old feed for Geek Label Radio. I found Geek Radio Daily by accident.
A lot of people have considered us an accident.
That's very true. I was considered an accident from...
most of us were.
Shortly after conception, yes. To be perfectly honest with you. I would consider that if I had any control over the Geek Label feed, or if, in fact, there was a Geek Label feed.
I have no idea.
I don't know if there is or not. We're not on it. We don't own it. We don't have anything to do with
it. It's a great suggestion, but wrong people.
I also feel as though it would be very helpful if we had commercials airing on the major networks, but I don't have control over that either, I'm afraid.
If we had, like, blimps going around all the time. Dave, our good buddy Dave, says, hey, gentlemen, it's amazing the turnaround the Vicar makes when he has his cohort in crime back. He went from podcasting's Eeyore to Beavis after drinking a 24-pack of Jolt. Dear God in heaven and all his wacky nephews. Anyway, it's good to have Flynn back, just like when the Vicar's off. The show isn't the same. There's less references to bungholes. It's great fun listening to you guys play off each other. So until Bob Saget gets cast as the next Doctor and makes a show... a long telling of the Aristocats, make my GRD.
Are you threatening me?
Apparently he is.
Well, yes, indeed.
Finger my pole.
We have two hosts back here on GRD, just like it's supposed to be, baby.
So it's like it's
and
in stereo.
Tonight, we're going to have three.
Wow.
Three hosts, because tonight we're taping 17th episode of GRD Weekly with Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. If you're not getting that in your feed, well, you should be, because it's all on the feed.
Should be.
At any rate, make sure you listen to that, because that's going
to
be loads of fun.
I remembered to have loaded those. That would just be wrong if I had. Sorry.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Okay.
We'll see. All right, it's Tuesday, so we got new DVDs coming out. Oh, also, happy birthday, Alan Ruck. How could I forget that?
Dude.
Let my Cameron go.
Alan Ruck, Cameron, what was his last name? In Ferris Bueller.
Not Crow.
Daggone it. No. Anyway, Cameron is 52 years old today.
Wow.
So, yeah. Also tells you that he was not so much in high school when Ferris was
made.
No. All right. New DVDs, news, and more coming up on this here July the 1st, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media. Uncover creative audio treasures. Find inspiration from the annals of history. And battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Aw, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
What?
Feel it.
GRD up in his house, coming at you like Mickey Mouse, because that's where Billy Flynn spent his week last week with the white people.
There was quite a few white people.
I'm no good at it. I used to freestyle. I can freestyle.
Sometimes when I freestyle, I lose confidence.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. All the geek without the weight. Flynn and the Vicar here. Oh, dude, I'm on like how many hours sleep? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's one of these stretches when
it looks like it's very few.
It looks like it's not many, boy, but that's all right, because sometimes that makes for good radio.
The hat's the clue.
Woo! Yeah, you always know when I'm wearing the ball cap. So, all right.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
I actually don't have a whole lot of stuff on my new DVD release.
You're crazy.
List. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll start with The Closer.
Ooh.
The complete third season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock. Never seen it.
Yeah, I know.
No idea.
I haven't either, but I mean, when these shows are in the low numbers, we're in the high numbers, I don't care so much.
Okay.
Unless it's rounding out the end of a run, like when Married with Children season like 11 that's exactly. worth mentioning. But when they're still the first few seasons, I mention them because people collect them.
Exactly. Mad Men Season 1.
Now, that's notable,
AMC
right?
Original
when the season
series.
1's come out. I've never seen this.
That is a really
good show.
Is this
the one
show.
That's set in the 60s?
It is set right there at the early 60s, and here's your ad people and the way the world was then. It's a very different place.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, Muggsy.
Vantage points out today, this got really lousy reviews, which blows because based purely on the trailer, I thought that looked cool as hell.
I will see it. I just didn't have any desire to rush out and deal with all
now, remember,
the
Snake people. Eyes was one of these movies that dealt with different perspectives, and I liked it.
I always
like Snake Eyes.
I always like the Rashomon approach to things.
Yeah.
Hey, Edward Dantes has a new film out today. Huh? You love him.
I love him. Who's he?
Well, he's John Hughes, actually, because he actually wrote the story for Drillbit Taylor, which was not his screenplay, but it's out today.
Yeah, Drillbit Taylor. You can check that out. Now, I saw there on the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com, thank you, that you mentioned on our fabulous forums that this Batman the movie release today is, in fact, just a damn re-release. Yeah. There's nothing new on this stupid thing.
Everything that I see on there is exactly what I have on the DVD I've had for 5 or 6 years
Because I saw this special release, and I said, I remember, that's already out.
Yeah, just a different cover. This one, you know, it looks more
different. So great, there you go, kid. Spend your $15.
Oh, my God.
It snuck up on me, and we're not prepared.
For the first time ever, you actually did it?
And I accidentally did it, too, and we're not ready.
I'm not ready.
Nah, screw it.
$15.
There it is.
There it is.
Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, owe.
Thank you. There it was. There's something Freudian there, because we said recently, you know, we haven't said those words recently.
In a long time.
We haven't said the magic Groucho words yet. Anyway, if you want to spend your money for a brand new package, feel free.
Ha, ha, ha. Today, Get Smart's Bruce and Lloyd Out of Control is here today. This is a direct-to-DVD, not sequel. Can you believe that this story actually runs concurrent with the film itself?
Well, that's actually interesting, marketing-wise.
Kind of does, but it stars Masioka and Nate Torrance. You've got Larry Miller, Patrick Warburton in there. It's 71 minutes long and apparently not as funny as the movie, and some people have had problems with the film.
Ah, I see.
So,
well, I see Heathers. The 20th High School Reunion edition of Heathers is out.
That's cool. It came out 19 years ago.
I don't own that.
And that's
wonder
a great movie.
If I should pick this one up.
Entertainment Weekly's
I don't have
fifth best all-time high school
Oh, really?
Movie.
That's what... Oh,
yes.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
Hey, the 1982 Forgotten Movie Partners with Ryan O'Neill and John Hurt, where John Hurt's the gay cop and Ryan O'Neill, and there's a series of gay murders, and they have to partner together to go figure it out.
I have no memory of this.
Now, it's horrible because, of course, the jokes all come from, you know, the straight Ryan O'Neill being, ooh, weird gay guy.
Yeah.
But he actually... There was... evolution and thought, and he actually came to accept him. And it was 1982, and that was just staggering.
Did hilarity ensue?
A little bit, yeah, for what they called it.
Now,
Charles Durning's in that, too.
I remember this picture when I was a kid, and this was a fantastic slice of a picture, one of these throw everybody in Hollywood in this movie that they used to do. Juan Tan Tan, the dog who saved Hollywood. Does this mean anything to you? Do you remember this? This
Not
seems
at all.
Like something you would dig. It's one of these, it's a mad world type things
okay.
where everybody was in this movie. It's an homage to old 20s Hollywood.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an early 70s, but anyway, it was an homage. Dave at Screen Geeks, drop us a line or something about this movie. Because Juan Tan Tan, the dog who saved Hollywood, very cool homage to 20s Hollywood. Everybody is in it. I loved this movie as a kid.
Hey, and because Brendan Fraser's 3D Journey to the Center of the Earth is coming out, before it, straight to DVD, it's Journey to the Center of the Earth with Dee Dee Pfeiffer and Greg Evigan. Here's hoping he finds the bear in that jungle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm showing. You got anything else to talk
about? I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective.
That's what we got.
Exactly.
The only perspective we have, sir.
I don't like other ones. Christian Bale says, hey, you know, I'll do another Batman movie. Absolutely. But here's the deal. Only if Christopher Nolan comes back.
Yeah.
Only. Christopher Nolan apparently has an idea for how to out-villain the Joker.
Huh?
This early.
Yeah.
Not dropping any anything about it, but we have
Tweedledum
to wait.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
We have to wait all.
Which would be creepy, actually. In the right hands, that could be creepy as hell.
What if they did Mr. Zaza's who killed
people?
Hey, did
you see did you follow through the link that Shay put up on those awesome forums over there at geekradiodaily.com?
I certainly did, sir.
Dude, that junk was funny, man.
That was hysterical. So, yeah, after Christian Bale gets done with his Terminator duties, apparently we're going to go, I said duties, right back to another Batman franchise picture.
From Newsarama, Devil's Due is announcing a publishing deal with Digital Manga to bring the original Vampire Hunter D comics to the U.S. Already a cult favorite among fans, hugely popular star of novels, manga, and full-length animated movies will make his monthly U.S. comic debut from DDP.
is also down a with wrestler, DDP? I do believe.
Yeah.
The first series entitled American Wasteland will have a noticeably North American feel never before seen in the Vampire Hunter D mythos. So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, fantastic. Vampire D fans. So, hey, more Terminator news for you.
Oh!
New cast member, Helena Bonham Carter, apparently is on board for Terminator Salvation. Of course, she is going to be playing, I don't think it even says at this point. No, actually it doesn't.
Doesn't say, so never mind.
So, it doesn't matter, yeah. We last saw her, of course, in Sweeney Todd and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, so how much makeup will they need to make her look human in this one? Yeah. I have no idea.
No lie. All right, from MI6. I think it's MI6.com.uk. Fans, 007 fans and moviegoers can get their first look at Quantum of Solace, the highly anticipated 22nd Bond picture. Teaser trailer's up. It's a minute and a half, available in 13 languages. Picks up where Casino Royale left off, basically, with Mr. White's interrogation. Also has some key action scenes and a snippet of the Aston Martin DBS car. So, very cool. I looked at it this morning. Take a look at it yourself.
Fantastic. Well, happy 150th birthday to the idea of evolution. Yay! In published form.
Happy birthday.
In 1858, the Linnaean Society of London listened to the evolution, the theory of evolution of a variety of species, the natural selection by authors Charles Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace. So today, modern biology was born. So for all of you kids having to dissect frogs, that's why.
That poor Wallace guy. You feel bad for him. Like the Roebuck guy.
Nobody remembers him. Yeah, Buckner. They remember not Garcia. No, yeah. They just remember Buckner.
Yeah, exactly. It's not right.
Kenny Loggins. What, Dave Messina doesn't feel
it's
real good
nobody
right now,
remembers,
does he?
Nobody remembers him. Nobody remembers that vicar from... Oh crap.
Sorry, guy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's what's going to happen. Little view into the future there. All right, kiddies. Geek Radio Daily is a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes and please drop us a review. I really stalled out. Nobody reviewed us while you were gone.
That's just wrong.
Nobody loves me. Like I was saying, nobody's going to remember the
Tell him you love him.
Join
Lie
the forums.
To him like everyone else.
Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly. Check out the new shirts and panties over at cafepress.com. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com.
Every day it's the same thing. Bad puns, stupid sexist come-ons, ridiculous clothes, it's boring.